All right, for more on the nor'easter, all that wind that's rattling your windows today, no matter where you are, within the sound of my voice, Ken Boone of the Weather Channel joining us now. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so this one's kind of an intense one. We saw it coming. We heard all the reports this week of the nor'easter on its way. But the wind gusts are kind of already rocking everything around here.
They certainly are. Very strong wind gusts. I've already seen wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour in spots, and it's going to get even stronger as we head through the day today. So we certainly have some of the strongest winds that we're going to see. I wouldn't be surprised if some areas saw 60-mile-an-hour plus wind gust at some point today.
So how does this compare to, like, other strong wind events? Like, how do you compare the speed of wind in, say, a hurricane versus this?
Well, this is not quite as strong as a hurricane. Of course, you know, hurricane winds, hurricane force winds are in the 70s. So you've got to get up to that. And then, of course, with a hurricane, you've got sustained winds that are that range.
Gotcha.
We're not certainly seeing that. But what is different with this storm is this is a much larger storm. This is a synoptic scale storm, nor'easter is, versus a hurricane. So a much larger area being impacted here at the same time with these strong winds all the way from the Carolinas all the way up into Maine today.
Yeah, it does feel like, as I was driving through it this morning, like an apocalyptic precursor where you're looking around, the winds are strong, and there's like thunder and lightning in the distance even, and there's going to be some rain and maybe even some snow mix into this?
Yeah, there is the possibility for some scattered rain and snow showers here this morning, so that certainly is a possibility in and around the district with some precipitation, especially west and northwest, but this is definitely much more a wind event than a precipitation event, so you might see some rain, you might have some snow showers out there, but once we get to late morning, I think the precipitation pushes out, and it's really just the wind is going to be the big issue for us today.
We're also hearing in these final seconds we have with you this notion of a bomb cyclone. Is that going to be much farther north of us, or can it touch D.C.?
Yeah, the center of the cyclone is certainly well north and up off the coast of the northeast. So that center of the low is there, and that's where the most intense wind and even precipitation is.
All right, well, thank you. Really appreciate it. Ken Boone, as always, from the Weather Channel. And somebody's got to pay attention to this stuff, and Ken does every day. Thank you, sir.
All righty.
And by the way, make sure you check out WMAL.com. We've got lists of closures. They're all over the place. The wind is keeping things shut down around here.